Philippines. Let's take the Philippines tonight. Philippines is around.
You got it? I'm so excited by the news.
It's Oswald, U.S. What the hell's that for?
Would you give us your reaction to this?
My reaction? I ain't got none.
How do you feel about it? You think we're going to win?
Well, sure we're going to win. Why? You don't think we win?
I hope so.
I'm right.
Just give us your name. We don't do anything with it. We just keep it on record.
All right.
What is your name?
Norman Weissman.
Do you live in Washington?
Yes, I live in Washington.
Is this your home?
No, I come from New York.
Well, how did you feel about when you first heard about the Japanese war?
Well, I felt I'll be called into the draft pretty soon. I'm eligible. I'm in a 1A classification, and it hit me pretty bad. I was expecting something to happen, but it just... When it did come along, well, it does surprise me. I didn't expect it so soon.
Well, how do you feel? Do you about the chances? I mean, generally.
Well, I believe that the United States will eventually win out.
Do you think? What do you think it means in terms of the other Axis powers?
Well, I believe that if we do defeat Japan, it won't be the end. But we'll have to finish off the other Axis powers before anything else be settled. Because the other Axis powers, I believe, will fight until either Japan is fixed up again or until they're defeated.
Did you hear the president's speech today?
No.
I didn't hear it.
No.
You have... Would you speak for us? We're not going to play this on the air. We want a record in the Library of Congress. What's your name, please?
Oh, Arnold Panenka.
Do you live in Washington?
Yes.
Work for the government?
That's right.
Well, how did you feel when you first heard the news of the Japanese attack?
Well, I was surprised that it was so sudden. I think Japan has an awful lot to lose by doing such a thing.
Are you eligible for the draft,
yes,
too?
Yes, I'm in the July draft.
In the July?
That's right. I expect to be called any week now.
Are you the lady friend, or could we interview you?
She's my friend, though.
Your friend. What is your name? Could we have you?
Dorothy Katner.
How did you feel when you first heard the news of the Japanese attack?
Well, it really surprised me.
You didn't expect it. Did you expect that that's where the war would begin, from everything you'd heard and read?
No, I thought sure it would be Germany.
And what do you think's the job now to the United States?
Well, I haven't heard much. I mean, I haven't read the papers much, and I haven't heard it over the radio. But if... they have signed. I mean, there is war, isn't there?
That's right. Sure is. As of 12:30 today.
Well, I think that's about the only way out.
We've got to see it through, you think?
Yes.
Best thing to do is to try to keep it away from the United States anyway. We've got our most valuable possessions right here.
Right here at home.
That's right.
Well, do you think that that we can defend our own country without going too far away? Do you think that's our main job, to defend?
Our main job is to try to defend our country outside of it, but not have another AAF.
That's right. Keep, in other words, to do everything we can to keep the war off the American shore. Is
that's
that your
right.
point?
Destroying American soil here.
Well, do you think we can do that just by a naval victory?
That's hard to say, but I think most of it can be done now by naval victory. That's the way it looks.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Name?
George William Ruffy.
Ruffy, how do you feel about this war? How did you feel when you first heard about it?
Well, I've been expecting it all along, but I didn't expect it to come so soon.
Did you expect that it would be with Japan?
Yes, I did. All along, I had.
Are you eligible for the draft, or?
Well, no, not until April.
Not until the April?
Not until April.
Oh, I see. Are you working for the government?
No, I work for Riggs Bank.
I see. What do you think we're fighting for now? I mean, just in your own words, this war is about.
Well, that's kind of hard to say. The way that things have developed, I mean, it's just one grand mess, looks like to me.
You think that, how do you feel about it now that we're in? What do you think's our job to do?
Well, I think our job right now is to take care of Japan, and eventually I think we'll get involved with Germany and Italy.
You do think we will,
yes,
get involved?
I do think we will.
There's some headline here in this tonight's paper that seems to indicate that we already are. This paper I just bought over here.
I didn't see it.
Nazis Italy war on U.S., says Rome.
Yes,
I don't know whether that's just a guess.
That was a guess on my part, yes. I mean, I hadn't seen the paper at all.
Well, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Thank you. Cut, Jerry. Cut, Jerry.
She's not for prosperity, what happened?
What's that?
She's supposed to know for prosperity.
For posterity?
What
well,
happened?
We just... And the only thing you can accept is our guarantee that the library won't be bombed.
No, I mean the library, no, you can't guarantee
no,
that.
Yeah. No, we can't. Nobody can guarantee
well,
that.
What opinion are you trying to get? I mean,
we just want to know what people feel about the war, how they felt when it was first announced that the United States was at war. Just how it affected various people. How did you feel, for example, when
well,
you first heard the news?
You're shocked at something that you... more or less expect, but at the same time you're shocked when you see it's finally happening. It's more or less like when you hear of a person being seriously sick, in my opinion. You expect him to die or something, and when you finally hear that he did die, you do feel shocked about it just the same. I mean, that's the reaction I got to it.
And how do you feel about it now that we're in? I mean, what do you think is the...
Well, I think it was the only thing for us to do was to get into this thing, and I don't think that we're quite prepared for it, but I think that the... In fact, in the last year we have been preparing has certainly been of some help to us, and I think we need an awful lot of preparation right now.
And how do you think it will come out? I mean, how do you feel our chances are?
Our chances are very good, I think. There's no country that can beat this country, in my opinion.
You see this paper I just bought here in the corner says that that Nazis in Italy have declared war on us. Had you seen that? Or,
no, I didn't notice that.
I don't know.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I... naturally thought that this was a forerunner of what will happen, and naturally that Italy and Germany being allied with Japan would naturally be our common enemy right now. They were up to now, except that it was an undeclared state of war.
Undeclared. Thanks very much. How did you feel? Would you?
Well, my sentiments are exactly the same.
You felt the same way. It came as a surprise to you?
I'm terribly shocked.
I heard some people say that they thought it was a made-up broadcast. Did any of your friends... feel that way?
No.
You know, as a result of the Orson Welles broadcast, they thought it was another one of those things. I heard a couple of people.
Oh, no.
Well, some people stretch it too far. I mean, I thought that it was the inevitable happening. That was my opinion of it. While true, it was shocked to hear it, but at the same time, I did think that it was something that had to happen sooner or later, and especially with the Japanese representatives here at this time, it wasn't surprising that, although it did surprise me a little to think that it happened at the time when they were practically negotiating.
While they were still negotiating.
While they were still
no,
here, you think after they went back, something like that would have occurred.
All right, thanks.
This gentleman here, Phyllis, from the Defense Housing Administration, asking about
Scott. Yes, sir, would you mind saying the word? What is your name, sir?
My name is Ralph S. Scott.
And where do you work, sir?
I'm self-employed. I'm building a hotel to house government workers up near DuPont Circle.
Has there been a tremendous influx of people? Are there a lot of...
Yes, sir. We're quite overcrowded, and I think our place is typical of all Washington. And we're making space for 250 girls, which we expect to accommodate about March 1.
I see. You expect more people to come in all the time, do you?
According to the report, we may expect thousands within the next year.
That's so. As a result of the
war activity.
War declaration. How did you feel about the war itself when you heard about it?
Well, I regarded the result as inevitable. I think with our superior manpower and materials, we'll eventually win, but it'll probably be a long fight.
Did you see the report in tonight's paper that I'm holding here that the Nazis in Italy have declared war? Had you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it, but that's quite natural. They should.
You think that's the...
I think that's a natural
step.
Outcome, yes, sir.
How do you feel it's all going to turn out? I mean,
I think eventually we'll win, but it'll be a long fight.
Do you have any of your friends or relatives very closely affected? I mean, who are in the armed forces?
No, none.
This war?
No, sir.
Wonder if any of you folks do would like to say a word on this. Thank you very much, sir. Do you
tell us what you feel about this present thing?
I think the lineup of forces are clear now. It seems to me we have the alliances in Britain, Russia, China to defeat the aggressors over the entire world and on all the fronts. And I think the American people believe that. And we'll be glad of the opportunity now to stop aggression.
Do you think it's going to be a long fight or
I wouldn't make any estimate of that sort.
But you think that we're going to see the thing through, is that it?
I'm certain we'll see the thing through.
I wonder, would you mind telling me what you do? Are you in the government?
I'm a writer. I just came down to work with the War Department.
With the War Department? Yeah. Would you mind giving us your name?
Yes. Yes, I won't give you my name.
Well, this isn't to be broadcast, really. I mean, it's a...
Would you tell us what you believe the fight is going to be about?
Yes, I think it's a fight now of the countries whose people influence their government, who have effect on their own economic life and cultural life, and who will know what they're fighting for and be able to fight it better against a group of countries whose dictatorship in the political life and the economic life of those countries that will weaken them and give us the final edge that means victory without any question.
All right, thanks very much. Well, Alan, will you take over? Is there anybody else who would like to go on record? We're not broadcasting. This is for the Library of Congress. We just want to have on record what people feel and think about the war today. Would you say a word, sir? What is your name, sir?
Torgerson, Clifford A.
How did you feel when you first heard this report of war?
I expected it, but not so abruptly.
Did you expect it from that quarter?
Yes.
Rather than from across the sea?
Mm-hmm. I'm with the British Air Commission and our studies along that line led us to believe that.
I see. And it wasn't, you think, totally unexpected in all quarters that the attack would come there?
No, it wasn't.
How do you feel about it now that the issue has joined, as Churchill said today? What do you feel will be the future? What do you feel will be the future?
There are.
What do you